And now for our story. When we left our story yesterday, Mary Southern was still in the hospital in a coma after that fateful scene at the bottling works where she had taken the first drink of health water and fallen into a faint. From what? No one knows. Dr. Benson has been working frantically over her, and Max Tilley is almost out of his mind with anxiety. How serious her condition is, we don't know. That remains to be revealed in our episode today. While Mary is in the hospital, we turn to the Sanders home and the twins to see what is happening to Mary's little darlings while she lies unconscious in the hospital. Viola is with the twins in the nursery as our scene opens.
Come on now, Jimmy and Susan. You gotta go to bed.
I won't go. Mommy, come.
Oh, Jimmy, it's late. Way past your bedtime. Now, come on.
When Mommy's coming, Viola?
Mommy's away, darling. I told you a dozen times. Mommy will come. Maybe in the morning.
I want Mommy too, Viola.
I know you do, darling, but I can't bring her here to you.
Why?
I just can't, Jimmy.
Why?
Oh, Jimmy, you wouldn't understand. Mommy can't come to you right now.
What's she doing, Viola?
She's not well, Jimmy.
Mommy sick? I want Mommy. Mommy! Is she going to die, Viola?
Oh, dear. What'd you say that for? No, Jimmy. We hope Mommy ain't going to die. No, not come to bed.
What's hope, Viola?
Hope. Hope, Jimmy, it's a thing we want to happen. We hope.
Like I hope for Mommy?
Yeah, like you hope for Mommy.
But Daddy Max, does he hope too?
Yes, dear. Daddy Max hopes too.
Does Daddy Max hope for Mommy?
Yes, darling. Daddy Max hopes. We all hope for your Mommy.
Where is my Mommy?
Jimmy, your Mommy's away. That's all I can say. We only hope she'll come back soon. Now, will you come say your prayers and climb in bed?
Yes, we all. Jimmy hopes, too. I hope for Mommy and Daddy Max. Susie, you hope for Mommy.
Shh, Jimmy.
I pray the Lord. What comes next?
Pray the Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord. Oh, dear. Now, who can that be? Jimmy, now you get down here beside Susan and say your prayers, and we all be back in just a minute.
Right, we all. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul.
Oh, I hope it's Mr. Tilley. This empty house is giving me the creeps. Oh, Phyllis, come in.
Hello, Viola.
Is there any word from Mary?
No. Nothing new, Viola. I'm worn out. She's still the same.
Don't she know anybody yet?
She's still unconscious.
And Max?
Why? I thought he was home here.
Gosh, no. I ain't seen him for days, it seems. Neither's Burberry. He just ain't been home since it happened. We've been left here alone with the twins to shift for ourselves, and the way they keep crying for their mother and father, it just breaks my heart. And I don't know what I'll do if Max don't come home pretty soon.
Oh, dear, I never realized that. I thought Max had been home.
He ain't seen a thing of him. He left word at the hospital, but he hasn't shown up here. Here, you better sit down in this easy chair. You look all worn out.
Oh, no, Viola, not until I call the hospital. I've got to get hold of Max. Operator, give me 20. Yes. Hello, is this the hospital? Yes. Is Mr. Tilley there? Oh, he must be. Will you see and bring him to the phone? Thank you. She said he isn't there. If these information clerks are just tend to business. Yes? Yes, help? What? He's not there. Oh, but he must be. Did you go to Mary Southern's room? Oh, but that's impossible. He's been there day and night since she became ill. Please look again. They say he isn't there and hasn't been there for some time. Well, I can't believe that. They're just careless. Yes? Oh, but he wouldn't leave the hospital until she was out of danger. I know that. Oh, very well. That's all.
What is it, Phyllis?
There's something wrong. She says Mr. Tilley isn't there and that they haven't seen him at the hospital since noon. Well, that's preposterous. Well, since Mary became ill, we haven't been able to pull Max away from the hospital even long enough to eat.
But what do we do? He ought to come home and look after things. Burberry and I are doing the best we can, but I can hardly do a thing with the twins anymore.
Oh, dear. I suppose all we can do is wait until he comes.
Oh, gosh, I left the twins in the nursery saying their prayers. I just hope nothing's happened.
Oh, well, let's go see, but I'm sure they're all right.
I imagine.
Oh, little darlings. They were fast asleep in each other's arms, and they crawled into bed by themselves.
Oh, they're so sweet and innocent there. Sometimes I wish I had twins. They're such company to each other.
Oh, they're nice. And again, they're not. Twins is a lot of work. Especially if they get like Jimmy and Susan was tonight when they don't want to go to bed.
They're sleeping so peacefully.
Mommy. Mommy, come. Jimmy, mommy, come.
I wonder what will happen to them if their mommy doesn't come back.
Oh, no. You don't mean that. It can't be. It just...
Oh, no, Viola, but Mary is a very sick woman. They still don't know just what the trouble is. At least if Dr. Benson does know, he isn't saying anything.
Gee, it's all so strange. Poor baby. That mother shouldn't come back. I just can't think of it.
We mustn't. We can only hope and pray. It'd be a disaster to this town if Mary should die.
Well, what about this family and Max and the baby?
I thought of that, too. That? Somebody's coming in the front door.
Oh, gee. Oh, and Burberry isn't home. Oh, God.
Come on now, Max. Now, come on. You got to get home. Come on.
No, home. What's home? Where's Mary?
No. Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I'm so glad you brought him home. I couldn't find him at the hospital.
I see you couldn't. Come on now. Stand up, Max. Now come in so we can shut the door. You're home. You don't know what I've been through to find him.
Oh, Mary, what did she do? I looked, and they told me to go away. Mary's not here, they said. I looked, and Mary, I'm so tired. Why don't you come put me to bed, Mary? Huh?
Max, wake up. Come on, get up. Come on now. Here, Phyllis, have me with him. We got to get him to bed. He's in a bad way.
I'll take his arm. Viola, you open the door to his bedroom. Oh, he's heavy.
Easy now.
How'd you ever get him home, Daddy?
Easy there. Now, don't hit his head against the door, Jeff. Oh, this ain't the half of it. Oh, now, ease him over on the bed. Easy now. You should have seen where I had to go to find him.
Here, help me, Bill. Take his arm. That's it. Can you get his legs bent?
Yeah, legs bent.
Let me lift him. I'm awful.
Max, he's a big man. Holy Moses, I never thought I'd get him here. Hey, you guys get his shoes off and his clothes while I get my breath.
Oh, of course. You take his right shoe, Viola. He hasn't been drinking, has he, Daddy?
Drinking? Good night's sake, and holy Moses, no. It would have been simple if he was only drunk.
What do you mean, Daddy? What's wrong with him?
Just this. Max left the hospital about noon. Seems he wandered off and nobody seen him. When I got back this afternoon to see how Mary was, there was no Max. Doc Benson was worried. He hadn't left the door in front of her room for 36 hours. Doc thought maybe he'd gone off and done something. I started out to hunt for him, and I've been hunting till this very minute. I brung him in here.
Well, where'd he go?
He went every place. Just wandered off, and guess he was hunting for Mary. I finally found him down in the woods down by the river. He thought Mary was down there.
Daddy, you don't think... Oh, he ain't gone out of his head over Mary.
Now, don't get all worked up. We've got enough trouble in this house now, and we don't want any more. I don't think nothing. Maybe he'll be all right in the morning when he gets some sleep and rests his nerves.
Mary, I gotta get up. I gotta get up out of bed and find Mary. I don't know why. I gotta get up.
Mary,
the water is launched. We're saved, Mary. We saved the clinic. We saved Sanders. We saved everything. Mary. Mary.
And Phyllis, you. You better stay here tonight with Viola. I just got to get home and get some sleep. Somebody's got to be able to look after things here tomorrow. I'll see you in the morning. Keep him in bed and feed him some good hot soup when he wakes up. Good night.
Complications upon complications. What is the matter with Max? Has Mary's condition gone to his head? Under the strain of the past few days, has that old head injury been aggravated to the point of serious consequences? And what about Mary's condition? We haven't heard much about that today, but from what we can gather, there's little change. We are still anxiously awaiting to learn the cause of Mary's sudden illness. Don't miss tomorrow's dramatic episode in the life of Mary Southern, brought to you by the makers of Heinz Honey and Almond Cream.